With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Senate bill advancing some border security along with funding for Ukraine and Israel has been scuttled. German Marshall Fund President Heather Conley says Europe wants to know whether the U.S. will keep backing Ukraine.
The European Union has recently passed its 50 billion euro economic assistance package for Ukraine. And clearly, the Europeans know they cannot do this by themselves. They need the U.S. to continue its support. And there are, of course, significant questions this week on the path forward.
The 49-50 vote, far short of the 60 ayes needed to take up the bill, came after most Republicans said they would vote against the legislation, which also includes $60 billion in wartime aid to Ukraine and $14 billion for Israel. GOP lawmakers had insisted that the money for conflicts abroad be paired with help for the porous southern U.S. border. The IRS says it expects to collect hundreds of billions of dollars more in overdue and unpaid taxes than previously anticipated, using funds provided to the agency by the Inflation Reduction Act.
A new analysis by the Treasury Department and the IRS says tax revenues are expected to increase by as much as $561 billion from 2024 to 2034. That is substantially more than previous estimates. The Congressional Budget Office in 2022 estimated that tax revenues would increase by $180.4 billion over the 2022 to 2031 period.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected Hamas demands for a ceasefire and vowed to press ahead with Israel's military offensive in Gaza until achieving absolute victory. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 156 points. This is SRN News. Should a Christian attend a gay wedding? The debate has been renewed in evangelical circles this year, and Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says the answer has to be no.
A wedding is not like a meal. A wedding is not like a conversation. A wedding is a ceremony. And, you know, historically, those who have participated in the ceremony, and by that I mean even just those who are in the congregation, they're described as witnesses and celebrants to the wedding. That is to say, they're there to celebrate.
And he goes on to say,
in every state I know of, there are witnesses that have to sign that the wedding is legitimate and lawful. And those who are attending are the larger circle of those who are in agreement with that. And so I think that emphatically means that that's the one place that Christians, I think, should not be.
More on this in his daily briefing at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. In British history, the secrecy of the monarch's health has always reigned supreme. Buckingham Palace's disclosure that King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer shattered that long-standing tradition. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
On the heels of the shock and well-wishing that followed the official statement on Monday, came the surprise that the palace had announced anything at all. Never complain, never explain, as Charles's late mother, Queen Elizabeth II, was known to say. Charles has withheld details of his illness and treatment, and in that way is carrying on her approach. But in beaming a sliver of light from inside the palace walls and his own life, the king has broken with his mother and royal tradition. Charles de Ledesma, London.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol reiterated that the country would not seek its own nuclear deterrent in the face of threats from nuclear-armed North Korea. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.